The Billionaire's Psychopathic Wife or Other Title: Skeletons of the Marital Closet. By Wen Tang. Chapter 211. He took out a cigarette and was about to light it when Susan stopped him. "Mr. Wood, smoking isn't good for your health. Besides, we still plan to have another child. In order to prepare, don't smoke." He frowned slightly. Seeing that he was unhappy, Susan said quickly, "But you are busy with work, and you are under a lot of pressure. It's okay to smoke one every now and then." As she spoke, she took the initiative to get a lighter and help him light it. However, Sean was not in the mood to smoke anymore. Susan's words made him unhappy. Did he promise to give him a child now? Susan was stunned and said, "Mr. Wood, did I say something wrong?" His expression became cold. "It's nothing. It's Gail who wanted to call you here."
"Gail?"
"Yes, it's me."
Gail nodded.
"Susan, you just had a miscarriage, and you are already thinking about getting pregnant. You must be in a hurry. This is between Sean and me. None of your business. I just wanted to remind you to give your body a rest."
Susan snorted.
"Mind your business. What do you want? Why do you think I have forgiven you? It is impossible for me to forgive you. I have already said my condition for forgiveness. If you can't do it, I will never forgive you."
Gail found Susan's confident appearance funny. She said softly, "I'm not wrong. Why do I need your forgiveness? That's such a big accusation, Gail. Are you not ready to apologize to me?"
"Yes.
Mr. Wood."
Susan pointed at her.
"Listen, she's really arrogant."
Sean was very calm.
"Listen to what she had to say."
Gail walked up to Susan in a low voice, but it was enough for everyone present to hear it clearly.
"Susan, I don't apologize because I'm not wrong. You didn't have a miscarriage."
Everyone's expressions were full of shock when these words came out. Sean's sharp eyes quickly fell on Gail's face.
"What did you say? She didn't have a miscarriage?"
"Yes."
"So, where is the child? Still there?"
Gail shook her head.
"She was never pregnant.
There was no child.
How would there be a miscarriage?"
Sean stood up suddenly, the blue veins on his forehead throbbing. His expression was full of chills.
"Gail, you can't talk nonsense. Aren't you willing to face the facts?"
Gail looked at him.
"Sean, you are high and mighty.
Yes, no one dares to go against you and deceive you because you can't accept such a person staying by your side.
Ho Weaver, Susan deceived you so easily.
The evidence.
Where is the evidence?
If you don't believe me, check her."
Gail made it clear.
Susan was stupid.
"No, you are talking nonsense."
Susan denied it immediately, her voice extremely sharp.
"Gail, in order to avoid responsibility, why, you can actually make up such words to slander me."
"Am I slandering you?"
"Yes.
You're spewing lies.
Mr. Wood asked you for evidence, but you can't show it?"
Susan was completely panicked. Chapter 212. Her fake pregnancy and miscarriage had been a secret, and very few people knew about it. At the hospital,
Her father had deliberately paid everyone off to keep their mouths shut. How did Gail know? Did someone betray her? No, it's impossible. Gail did not have the financial resources to find out. Therefore, Susan will not admit to it, no matter what. Mr. Wood, don't listen to her. Susan turned to look at Sean. She's a lunatic, she's been in a mental hospital for 2 years, and she's already lost her mind. You mustn't trust her. Sean's gaze was deep, and his eyes dark, making it impossible to see what he was thinking. His silent treatment made Susan a little overwhelmed. She had a guilty conscience, but now she was even more helpless. Mr. Wood, you must believe Emmy. You can investigate. Ask the hospital and the doctor instead of listening to Gail's one-sided story. Seeing that Sean had not spoken, Susan hurried over, but because she was too scared, her legs went weak, and she fell to the ground. She got up again, knelt on the ground, and crawled to Sean's feet. I can't lie to you, Mr. Wood. I like you so much. I want to have children with you. How would I do such a shameless teasing? Sean remained silent. Gail watched the scene quietly. She knew that be it right or wrong, Sean could see through it. Ordinary people could not deceive him. Gail. Susan pointed her finger at her. Don't stir up troubles here and destroy my relationship with Mr. Wood. Now that I have a miscarriage, and I have no children by my side, you think you can just slander me like this. You know best in your heart whether I have actually done so. Susan shouted, it's just your speculation. Have you gone to the hospital to investigate? She believed that her father and the doctors would have planned a response if ever asked. She had not expected that Gail would laugh instead. Susan, how can we even investigate? You've bribed everyone, and they will keep it a secret for you. Unfortunately, there is only one thing you forgot. What? What is it? Gail said, no other person's proof is needed. A doctor would be able to examine whether a woman has ever been pregnant or has had a miscarriage. If you really did have one, it would be obvious. Understand? Susan's face instantly turned pale. Examination. How can she withstand the examination? She is still a virgin. She had never been touched by a man. Although Susan was an internet celebrity who loves to flirt and go to bars, she also treasured her virginity. In particular, she was ambitious and single-mindedly wanted to trap a rich man and marry into a wealthy family, so she has always ensured she did not sleep around. Unexpectedly, this would now be her downfall. A lot of secrets would be revealed with just one examination, not just her fake miscarriage. Sean would find out, she was not the woman from that night. Once this was discovered, it would be over. Gail continued, the most direct and quick way is to go directly to the gynecology department for an examination. Susan, do you dare? Susan was so frightened that she almost fell to the ground. How dare she go to check? However, she could not admit it. Susan was extremely flustered. Her eyes rolled quickly, thinking hard about countermeasures. Chapter 213. She forgot that the person in front of her was Sean. He could see through her. It was impossible for a person, who was innocent, to act like that. Susan, do you have anything to refute what Gail said? Sean's voice was cold to the bone. Mr. Wood, no response. Susan was so nervous that she stammered, Mr. Wood, she, this, me, Sean bent down slightly. His eyes were like knives. Answer. The voice was deafening, echoing throughout the house. Gail said while the iron was still hot, Susan, you can also go to the hospital for an examination without saying anything. If I slander you, when the examination results come out, the truth will naturally come out. Susan screamed, shut up. Gail, you be *tch. It seems that you still dare not. Gail was absolutely in control. When she heard the recording, she was actually very worried. What should she do if she made a mistake in her judgment and a normal person were just normal phrases? However, she had been forced to the point where she is today, and there is no way out. She can only try. She was just taking a gamble. It now appeared that Gail had made the right bet. She could not believe that Susan had the courage to deceive Sean with a fake pregnancy and a fake abortion. She was clearly digging her own grave. Without children, Susan's status will not be affected in any way. Sean would still be very kind to her and give her what you want. With Gail's step, by step pursuit of the truth, Susan was completely defeated. She gave up her resistance, fell limply on the carpet, and muttered, yes, Mr. Wood, I'm not pregnant, and I didn't have a miscarriage, Susan could only confess. Otherwise, once she went to the hospital for an examination and revealed that her virginity was still intact, it would only lead to a bigger secret. Sean could never know that the woman that night was not her but Gail. Even if Sean were furious and never wanted to see her in this life, she would not let Gail succeed and live a comfortable life. Gail smiled. Her laughter was very light, with a hint of relief. Sean, did you hear it? Susan had admitted defeat. She succeeded. She could not believe that with such a mistake, Susan could ever make a comeback. Gail wanted to keep suppressing her, so Susan would not have any chance to make a comeback. She is a woman who gets so much attention from you, spends your money and lives in your mansion. She even said she wanted to have your children. She lied to you, took advantage of your kindness, and played you. Gale deliberately provoked Sean. Gail understood this was his pride as a man, so she just wanted to provoke him to the maximum. Stimulate his anger so that he would punish Susan harshly. Shut up, Gail. Stop talking. Susan shouted loudly. Chapter 214. What I said is the truth. Just, you wait. Gail nodded. Well, I'll wait, to see what happens to you. She was never sympathetic. If she had gone easy on Susan, she would pay it back 10 times over. I'll tear your mouth out. Susan staggered to her feet and rushed toward Gail. You be *tch, you've hurt me so badly. I will kill you. Her bright red long nails reached for Gail's face. Gail stepped back and prepared to dodge. However, she fell before Susan could get in front of her. Sean took a step forward. He dragged Susan back directly and threw her aside like trash. He snapped at her. "Susan, how dare you make a ruckus here?" Susan got up and knelt at his feet. "Mr. Wood, I was wrong, I was just obsessed. I did all this because I liked you too much. Please forgive me," Susan really cried bitterly, without any care for how she looked. I didn't mean to. I just want you to pay more attention to me, Mr. Wood. I'm very sad that you don't have much time for me. I hope you love me more. I'm a little bit. I just want you to stay with me more. That's why I came up with the fake pregnancy." She also tried to tug Sean's hand. "I do all this because I love you so much. I want to have a baby with you and spend a lifetime with you." Sean shook her off in disgust. "That's your reason for faking a pregnancy?" "Yes, I have no other intentions, and I didn't harm anyone. Mr. Wood, please forgive me. I won't do it again," he asked in a cold voice. "That night when Gail came to your apartment and saw us sleeping together, did we really do it?" Susan hesitated. "You drank a lot of alcohol at the time, and then, I asked if we had done it." Susan did not dare to lie anymore and explained honestly, "No, you were drunk. I helped you to the bed, and took off your clothes before lying down next to you. Who knew Gail would come suddenly? Why didn't you explain it at the time?" Susan raised her head and replied, crying, "Mr. Wood, you promised to marry me, but you're married to Gail. The person you like is me. Why do I need to explain T had I had not slept with you? Even if we had not, so what? Do you have to tell Gail? Even if there is, you shouldn't have needed to say anything." Sean pinched her shoulder deeply. "Susan, you've been scheming. Pretending to have slept with me, pretending to be pregnant. You are a woman with too much lies. Mr. Wood, we are indeed a couple. Did you forget the first night?" Sean interrupted her, "Enough. You kept saying that the fake pregnancy was for me. Was the fake abortion also for me?" Susan choked. He narrowed his eyes dangerously. "Or, you know that you can't have children, so you deliberately used his trick to cover it up and then harm Gail. Killing two birds with one stone." Sean saw through her plan. The whole plan was exposed. Chapter 215. Susan was stunned for a long time. In the end, she could only cry in exchange for sympathy. "Mr. Wood, I was wrong. Forgive me. I will never do it again in the future. Please give me one more chance." Unfortunately, her tears were useless. He would not fall for tears. It was because Susan had cried too many times and bored him. Sean stood in front of her indifferently, without a trace of emotion. "Susan, I can turn a blind eye to what you have done before. However, you should never treat me like I am stupid. Mr. Wood, please, didn't I treat you well enough? Today if I let you go, you might do something worse than faking an abortion," he asked. Susan shook her head repeatedly. "I don't dare. I really don't dare anymore. Mr. Wood, you have to remember our love. Do you remember when you found me and took me away? You said you were Lukey NG for me, Sean was expressionless. If I don't remember, you would have no chance to stand here and cry now. Those who deceived him would not end well. Gail stood beside him and acted as a spectator. Susan had come this far, and it was all her own fault. It just depends on how Sean goes about it. Whether he is completely disappointed or has a little sympathy. Of course, Gail hoped that Susan would never show up again. However, there seemed to be a secret between Sean and Susan that she did not know. No matter what, Susan's fall from grace was really bad, so she would not dare to do anything for a while. Sean shouted loudly, "Housekeeper, send Susan away." "Yes, Mr. Wood." The housekeeper called two security guards, stepped forward, grabbed Susan's arm, and dragged her out. Susan kept shouting miserably, "I'm not leaving. I want to stay. Mr. Wood, I really knew I was wrong. Give me a chance. Mr. Wood." Sean turned around, put his hands behind his back, raised his head slightly, and closed his eyes. He remained motionless in this position until Susan's voice completely faded. It was quiet in the living room. "Everything just now seems to have never happened," Gail said, "you will forgive her. After all, you like her." "Did I say that? If you don't like her, why do you want to marry her? Why do you condone her? Could it be that Susan saved your life? Are you repaying her kindness?" Gail felt strange. He turned his head and glanced at her with a frown. "You are the daughter of the enemy. Didn't I also marry you? You said I have to atone for my sins in a different way." "Oh, I remember it clearly." Gail shrugged. "After marrying you, the price I paid was too painful. I dare not forget it, and I can't forget it. I will always remember." Sean slowly turned around and met her eyes. "Gail, I have to be responsible for Susan. It had nothing to do with feelings." No matter how he reminisced about that night, it was only his thoughts. Susan could not give him the same feeling from that night. Responsibility? Did she really save your life? Almost. Gail was speechless. What did he mean by almost? Chapter 216. Forget it? It did not matter to her. She spoke clearly, "Sean, now I can tell you with confidence I didn't pull Susan down the steps. I didn't want to harm your child. As for whether you want to forgive or cut off completely between you and Susan, that's your business, not mine. I am most fortunate now that my child is still here." After speaking, Gail turned around and left. When she got to the door, she suddenly remembered something. "By the way, I want to remind you that Susan can't think of these things alone. As for who is helping her, I think you should know." She left without looking back. Sean was left alone in the center of the living room. He was so powerful and commanded so much respect. He felt extremely hateful when he thought that Susan tricked him, treating being pregnant with his child as child's play, a bargaining chip. "Go and bring Dean to my study," Sean said sternly. "Yes." Dean did not know what was going on at all, as he did not get the chance to speak to Susan. As soon as he heard that Mr. Wood was looking for him and had specially sent someone to get him in a luxury car, He thought Sean wanted to give him some marriage gifts.
Mr. Wood's gift. It would definitely be the grandest in Sea City.
In the study, Mr. Wood, you're looking for me.
Dean's face was full of smiles.
It's so late. What could be so important?
Sean stood in front of the window with his hands behind his back.
It's very important.
Is it about your marriage with Susan?
Susan often tells me that she is not married to you.
Besides, you and Gale have signed a divorce agreement.
Just waiting, Sean turned around and stared at him with sharp eyes like a knife.
Dean was so frightened that he could not say a word.
You do not have a right to judge what happened between Gale and me.
Yes, yes, Dean was afraid of offending Sean, so he slapped himself in a hurry.
I don't have a filter on my mouth, don't mind me.
What else did Susan tell you?
Dean shook his head repeatedly.
It's nothing.
No, no, you were the first to know about her pregnancy.
Yeah, I saw that she had a poor appetite and vomited, and she felt something was wrong.
I took her to Teehee Hospital for an examination and found out.
Although I manage a mental hospital, I know more about medicine than ordinary people, Dean said.
Sean walked slowly to him.
Really?
Yes, Sean had a strong aura and sharp eyes that a casual glance could make Dean's heart beat fast and his palms sweat.
After Susan's miscarriage, you are also taking care of her.
Yeah, her mother died early, and I am both a father and a mother to Susan.
Fortunately, Susan is a sensible child.
Dean rambled, feeling that the atmosphere was not quite right.
When he looked up and saw the chill in Sean's eyes, he was so frightened that his legs went weak.
He stopped instantly, not knowing what to say.
Sean raised his eyebrows deeply.
Continue.
Why did you stop?
Mr. Wood, do you have something to say?
Chapter 217.
Sean sneered.
Are you sure you want me to say it?
Instead of you explaining it yourself.
Dean panicked and knelt down with a bang.
He looked so guilty.
Sean raised his foot and stomped toward his chest.
Susan has already admitted, and you are still pretending.
Dean was sent flying from that kick.
He fell to the ground and coughed continuously, crawling for a long time, unable to get up.
What?
Admitted.
What did Susan admit?
Or, what's the trick?
Dean clutched his chest, frightened.
Mr. Wood, Susan, she,
Sean's expression was icy as he spat, I will give you one last chance.
Dean was shocked.
He had no idea what Susan had admitted.
Was it the false pregnancy miscarriage or that night?
Susan should not be so stupid to confess that night.
After thinking about it, Dean bowed again and again.
It's all my idea, Mr. Wood.
Whether it's pregnancy or miscarriage, it's me who helped Susan and Arang Ed for the hospital.
Every time she sees me, she is sullen, thinking that you don't like her and that she is insecure.
I can't bear to see her so sad, so I came up with this method to make you care more about her.
Mr. Wood, don't blame her.
It's all my fault.
Punish me.
Susan is innocent.
Dean took the blame.
At this moment, he wanted to protect Susan.
Sean looked down at him condescendingly.
Dean shook his head nervously. It was because she likes you, Mr. Wood. Sean's brows furrowed even tighter. Is this how someone would act if they like someone? Sean did not want to mention the abortion again. At that time, he was so nervous. He did not even care about Gail, who also fell. The results of it? The father and daughter joined forces to trick him. Sean kicked him again. Was the night between Susan and me you're doing as well? He had always been a little skeptical because the feeling Susan gave him was so different from that night. He even sent someone to verify and investigate in private. However, the results were the same as before. Susan's false pregnancy and miscarriage aroused Sean's deep suspicion. He had always been suspicious, not trusting others, only trusting himself. Dean said, Mr. Wood, that night, I don't know what happened that night. How could I have the ability to let Susan into your hotel room? Actually, when Sean asked this question, Dean understood what he meant. Susan did not reveal anything about that night. That was good. As long as Mr. Wood thought he was sleeping with Susan, they still had hope of making a comeback. Therefore, Dean immediately began to shiver. Sean stared at him with deep eyes, really? If you deceive me again and again, what will happen, of course. But I think you still have to take responsibility. The voice fell, and Sean's leather shoes pressed heavily on his fingers. With a little more force, the hard leather soles crushed his bones. Chapter 218. Ah, the dean cried out in pain. Sean's strength gradually increased, and he could clearly hear the bones cracking. Sean asked, speak. What happened that night? Mr. Wood, I really don't know, Okay. What do you know? Tell me. Only then can this hand be saved. If he continued, Dean's hand would definitely be broken. He kept shouting, Mr. Wood, I'm telling the truth. How can I have the ability to put Susan on your bed? I was forced to give her to the old man. You remember that old man? He took a fancy to Susan and asked for her by name. Because of that, Susan and I almost terminated our relationship. Fortunately, that night, she was clever and escaped and ran into your room in a panic. Otherwise, her life will be ruined. Ah! It hurts. Mr. Wood, please spare me. You are so powerful. How could I have done that to you? Sean slowly retracted his feet. Dean lay on the ground, looking at his immobile fingers. The bones were almost shattered. Sean said, so, that night was Susan. Of course, it was her. You investigated it? Sean was silent. After a long while, he said coldly, even if it was her that night, now that she has done such a thing, she is no longer worthy of staying by my side. No, Mr. Wood, it's all my idea. Susan didn't want it at first. As he didn't want to use this method to tie you up. I was forcing her, so she agreed. Dean took the blame strategically. Go away. Sean said and kicked him again. The dean reluctantly said, anyway, Susan loves you. At least. At least she is much better than Gail. Better than Gail. Yeah, Gail has a bastard child, yet you can tolerate her. Why don't you give Susan a chance if she does something wrong? Sean's face was as gloomy as the night. Who said I could tolerate that bastard? He would destroy it. It was just that the time had yet to come. How could he allow a child to exist, one that does not belong to him? Then you, go away. Sean raised his hand and swept everything on the desk to the ground. His eyes were bloodshot. The dean was so frightened that he almost fainted. He scrambled out of the study on his fours and did not dare to look back for fear of being too slow. In the study, shattering sounds could be heard from time to time, echoing throughout the villa. The housekeeper and servants were listening on the first floor, and no one dared to go to check on Sean. When Mr. Wood was furious, whoever approached him would be courting death. Sean put his hands on the table. There was a mess beside him, scattered documents, shattered glass. The hair on his forehead fell on his eyes, and his chest was full of rage. He heaved and breathed heavily. Damn, damn. He slammed a punch on the table, and the veins on the back of his hands were obviously popping out. When Susan's fake pregnancy was revealed, he was initially not as angry. Susan actually played the dignified Sean Wood with a despicable trick. Once he let that sink in, he became furious. No one was allowed to lie to him. Chapter 219. When Dean accused him of tolerating Gail's bastard child, it instantly brought out his temper. After so many years, Gail was the only one who can easily provoke Sean's deepest, darkest temper. Yes, the child in Gail's womb was still there. He had always acted decisively, but with Gail, he hesitated and was soft-hearted to her again and again. Sean kicked the chair next to him and strode out of the study. Lil, seeing him go downstairs, the housekeeper hurried forward. Mr. Wood, you're going. Go away. Sean's face was ashen, and he continued to walk forward. The housekeeper requested the servants to clean the study and followed him. He saw Sean headed for the servants' room. In the room, Gail had already fallen asleep. She finally let Susan taste the despair, so she was extra relaxed and fell into a deep sleep. Even the movement of Sean kicking the door to come in did not wake her up. Sean stood at the door, Lee's tall body looking out of place in front of this narrow house. Looking at the woman sleeping on the bed, his anger was slowly extinguishing. Gail lay on her side with her hands behind her ears, his hair naturally falling down to cover most of her face as she slept peacefully. He wanted to strangle Gail to death just now, but at this moment, he could not bear to disturb her sleep. Sean thought, he must be crazy. There was a musty smell in the servants' room, and the ceiling was so low that he could feel it as soon as he reached out his hand. How could she sleep so soundly in such an environment? Even the corridor outside the master bedroom or the floor of his bedroom was better than here. However, Sean suddenly remembered that she had been in a mental hospital for 2 years. The environment there must be unimaginably bad. Sean remembered again that when he threw her THR, he also told the dean to entertain her well, and the dean must have done it. Damn it! Gail, as long as you are willing to abort the child, we can have a fresh start. Sean raised his hand and gently brushed her hair. Why do you have to be so stubborn? Do you like the father of the child so much? I gave you several chances to give up the child and stay by my side. You can live well, but you refused. Why oh you want to fight back and suffer all the way, is it right or wrong for me to marry you and bring you home to stay by my side? Gail was drowsy and felt an itch on her face. She subconsciously reached out and de-scratched. Don't. After that, she went back to sleep. Sean withdrew his hand. Was this child so important to her? At this moment, Sean self reflected. He had to admit that he had contrasting feelings for Gail. From contempt and hatred at the beginning to care and even missing her now. Yes, he actually missed her. Sean considered letting go of hatred, the grievances and grievances of the previous generation, and only being with her. However, it was this child who hindered him from fully letting himself go. Gail, I'll let go of my father's revenge if you can let go of the child, is it okay? Sean's voice was so soft that only he could hear it. He wished she could hear too. If Gail were awake now, he would not be able to say such a thing. His love for her was strong, and he admired her deeply. However, he also felt timid in some ways around her and would hide his feelings from her. Sitting quietly for a long time, Sean lost track of time. When he realized it, Gail was still sleeping. He got up, ready to leave. Chapter 220. Before leaving, he covered Gail with the blanket. One second he wanted to strangle this woman, and the next, he feared that she might catch a cold. Gail closed her eyes and began to talk in her sleep. Stop poking me. Let me sleep a little longer. You can continue to sleep. No one will disturb you. Okay, I'm a little bit sleepy. Sam, I'll come back to you later. Sean stopped moving in an instant. Gail still muttered in her sleep, Sam, I want to eat ice cream. You said that after you married me, you would buy me ice cream every day. The corners of her mouth were even raised with a smile. It seemed that she was enjoying a good dream. In the small room, Gail's every word could be heard clearly. Sean's expression slowly froze. She was talking about Sam. Gail really missed him. She even dreamt of him in her dreams. She and Sam were childhood sweethearts, grew up together, and then made a marriage agreement. The why were about to get hitched and have children. Who was Sean to Gail? She saw him as someone who broke into her life and completely disrupted her original life trajectory. Gale was indeed dreaming. In her dream, she returned to her childhood. At that time, she was really happy. Her parents were loving, and the family was harmonious. She was the only child in the family. She went to school with Sam, who lived next door. They did homework together and flew kites together on spring outings. The adults all said she would marry Sam when she grew up. Gail did not know what marriage was. She went to ask Sam. Sam was 2 years older than her and said, like a little adult, it's a good thing to marry me. You can eat ice cream every day. Really? Of course. I will buy it for you every day. Okay, okay, Sam, I want to marry you. It was such a sweet memory that she could not help laughing. When you are in the dumps, you realize how hard it is to live a happy life. She was sleeping soundly when suddenly, a strong force lifted her up from the bed. She was startled awake and suddenly opened her eyes and looked at the man in front of her. Sean, Gail was still dazed. She blinked and sat stiffly on the bed, her brain still not processing the scene before her. Why is Sean here? She just had a dream, yes, only in a dream can there be such freedom and happiness. Just thinkin' gee about it, Sean's deep voice came, what did you dream about?
Huh?
Nothing, Sean sneered. Laughing so happily at your beautiful dream, right? Are you upset to be woken up from it? Gail looked at him and said, when did you come in? What was he doing here in the middle of the night? Fortunately, she hid the eavesdropping earphones. Otherwise, if Sean saw it, he would interrogate her for why can't I come in? Sean raised his hand to squeeze her chin and dragged her face in front of him. Gail, why did you sleep so soundly and have a sweet dream? I don't even have the right to dream. He leaned closer, breathing heavily on her face. You were calling out Sam's name.